This episode of the Ortho Bullets podcast will be a question session reviewing multiple choice questions related to chondrosarcoma, which is one of the topics that we covered this past week on the podcast. So let's get right into it. The first question reads, in the treatment of chondrosarcomas of the spine and sacrum, which of the following is a significant factor associated with a worse prognosis with respect to local control and or survival? And the choices are 1, lower histologic tumor grade of the lesion, 2, increasing patient age, 3, negative excisional margins, 4, initial biopsy done at the tumor center, and 5, spine location as opposed to pelvic location of the tumor. Berg and Associates examined 69 patients with chondrosarcoma and looked at prognostic factors affecting local recurrence and survival. There were 61 conventional chondrosarcomas, grades 1 to 3, with 13 arising from a pre-existing osteochondroma, and 8 grade 4 chondrosarcomas, 7 of which were dedifferentiated, and 1 mesenchymal. The overall local recurrence was 27%, and the estimated overall 5 and 10-year survival rates were 72% and 67% respectively. In contrast, the observed local recurrence was 3% in 31 patients whose conventional chondrosarcomas were resected with adequate surgical margins. 90% of these patients survived, and most of them, 26 of 31 or 84%, were continuously disease-free. Significant factors associated with the worst prognosis with respect to local control and or survival were high histologic tumor grade, increasing patient age, primary surgery outside of a tumor center, incisional biopsy versus a non-invasive diagnostic procedure, and inadequate surgical margins. So the correct answer to this question is 2, increasing patient age. Lee and Associates also looked at factors affecting outcome and found that predictors of metastasis and death included local recurrence, a pelvic location of the tumor, a tumor that was more than 100 cubic centimeters in size, a ploidic abnormality, that is aneuploidy, coupled with a high mean DNA index, a histologic grade of 3, and a dedifferentiated type of tumor, and this all had a p-value of less than 0.001. Moving on to the next question. What is the preferred definitive treatment for biopsy-proven grade 2 chondrosarcoma of the distal femur without evidence of metastasis? And the choices are 1, curettage, 2, marginal excision, 3, wide excision, 4, chemotherapy, then wide excision, and 5, hip disarticulation amputation. So the treatment of choice for chondrosarcoma is wide excision, which has better survival than marginal resection or intralesional resection. So the correct answer to this question is 3, wide resection. The rate of recurrence is variable, with grade 3 or dedifferentiated tumors having the worst prognosis. Lee et al. Describe outcomes based on resection type and tumor stage and grade. Adjuvant radiation and chemotherapy are generally only used in patients with mesenchymal or dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma or in grade 3 pelvic chondrosarcomas where complete resection is technically difficult and these adjuvant treatments are intended to reduce local recurrence. Moving on to the next question. Rates of recurrence for patients with chondrosarcoma are most directly related to which of the following? And the choices are 1, increased telomerase activity, 2, expression of major histocompatibility complex type 2, 3, gadolinium uptake on MRI, 4, increased tumor apoptosis on histology, and 5, technetium activity on bone scan. So rates of recurrence for patients with chondrosarcoma are most directly related to increased telomerase activity in tumor samples. Telomerase is a nuclear enzyme that elongates chromosomes, leading to cellular growth and proliferation. Therefore, tumor cells with increased telomerase activity show increased growth and proliferation. Martin et al. Performed immunohistochemistry to compare telomerase reverse transcriptase expression, which is an enzyme necessary and related to telomerase activity, in a collection of 61 tumors consisting of malignant chondrosarcomas of varying grade and benign endochondromas. They found that telomerase reverse transcriptase directly correlated with tumor grade and recurrence. So the correct answer to this question is 1, increased telomerase activity. Moving on to the next question, which of the following statements regarding dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma is correct? And the choices are 1, survival rates of 10% at 10 years are common, 2, these tumors arise de novo from an intramedullary location, 3, histologically, these tumors consist of homogeneous intermediate-grade chondroid tissue. 4, treatment involves intralesional curettage, cementation, and internal fixation. And 5, the most common age of presentation is the young adolescent. So dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma is the most malignant form of chondrosarcoma with a 10-year survival rate of 10%. So the correct answer to this question is 1, survival rates of 10% at 10 years are common. Riedel et al. Review the diagnosis and treatment for all chondrosarcomas, including dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma. They argue wide surgical resection represents the primary and preferred treatment modality for individuals with localized disease. Systemic chemotherapy may be considered in variant forms such as mesenchymal or dedifferentiated chondrosarcomas, but high-quality data supporting its use is limited. Moving on to the next question. Patients with which of the following conditions have the highest incidence of malignant tumor? And the choices are 1, single enchondroma, 2, single osteochondroma, 3, multiple hereditary exostosis, 4, Ollier's disease, and 5, Maffucci syndrome. So of all the listed cartilage lesions, patients with Maffucci syndrome have the highest risk of malignant tumor, estimated to be 100% over the lifetime of the patient. Single enchondromas and osteochondromas have a 1% risk of malignant transformation. Multiple hereditary exostosis patients have approximately a 10% lifetime risk of malignant transformation. Ollier's disease is one of multiple enchondromas and carries a 30% risk of malignant transformation, while Maffucci syndrome is multiple enchondromas with hemangiomas. Maffucci's is also associated with a large number of other malignancies, particularly pancreatic and hepatic adenocarcinoma, mesenchymal ovarian tumors, brain tumors such as glioma and astrocytoma, and various kinds of sarcomas. While patients with enchondromas and osteochondromas do have a slight elevation in risk for malignant transformation, it's not as great as those patients with Ollier's disease or Maffucci syndrome. Distinguishing enchondromas from low-grade chondrosarcomas can be done by looking at radiograph features such as the degree of endosteal scalloping on radiographs and the clinical presence of pain, both associated with low-grade chondrosarcomas. Reisowitz et al. Review the diagnosis, pathology, and recommended treatment for patients with benign cartilage lesions. They recommend periodic follow-up, even for most benign lesions, to track for malignant degeneration. But the correct answer to this question, asking about the highest incidence of malignant tumor, the correct answer is 5, Maffucci syndrome. And moving on to the final question for this review session, which of the following tumors is chemotherapy and radiation therapy resistant? And the choices are 1, Ewing sarcoma, 2, classic intramedullary chondrosarcoma, 3, synovial sarcoma, 4, chordoma, and 5, dermatofibrosarcoma protuberans. So classic intramedullary chondrosarcoma is a slow-growing tumor of neoplastic cartilage that is chemotherapy and radiation therapy resistant. So the correct answer to this question is 2, classic intramedullary chondrosarcoma. The accepted treatment is therefore wide surgical excision. Dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma, on the other hand, may be treated with adjuvant chemotherapy. Springfield et al. Review the current diagnosis and treatment of chondrosarcoma and discuss molecular mechanisms explaining the resistant nature of chondrosarcoma to modern chemotherapy and radiation therapy. That's all for this question review session about chondrosarcoma. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.